Kildare Today with Hannah Kelly.
With Brightwater Shopping Centre Newbridge, celebrating 20 years of fashion, food, film and fun. With style, with pleasure, with you.
Do keep your messages coming in on 0833 97 97 97. Call us on 045 898 999 or email studio@kfmradio.com. Now, Suicide or Survive, a national charity working to prevent suicide, is bringing its flagship Eden programme to the Midlands this September 2026. The Eden programme is a free 26-week programme for people who have thoughts of suicide or who have attempted to take their own life. And joining me now in studio is Catherine Brogan, National Programmes Manager, and Vanessa Burke, who has lived experience with the charity and a past participant, joining me in studio now to talk more about the work of Suicide or Survive and the Eden programme. Thank you so much to joining us in studio this morning.
Thanks so much, Hannah. Thanks for having us. Yeah.
So, Catherine, we'll start off with you firstly, I suppose, what Suicide or Survive is all about, and then we'll look at the Eden programme as well.
Absolutely, yeah. And you gave us a really good introduction there, so thanks for that. So Suicide or Survive, we're a national charity, as you said, working to prevent suicide and to break the silence around suicide. Mm-hmm. And I suppose the charity itself was established in 2003. It was born out of that lived and living experience. We became a registered charity in 2005, and we brought our first Eden programme to the community in 2007. So we do deliver facilitated group programmes that are rooted in that lived and living experience. And I suppose what that does is it enables those courageous conversations around suicide in a safe space.
Yeah.
Do you know? And to have those honest conversations, do you know, I suppose suicide itself is it's such a stigmatised topic. And yeah, we just want to be able to have those conversations. So we encourage, I suppose, people all across Ireland to be able to have those conversations around suicide and suicide prevention.
Of course. And as you were saying, it was first established in 2003. So 23 years on, have you found that, you know, being with Suicide or Survive and the Eden programme, that a lot more people are availing of it, the services now, or more people are, I suppose it's on one end, more people are talking about it. I think we've come a long way from talking about mental health and the struggles, particularly around suicide. But at the same time, it seems like more and more people are coming out talking about it. But at the same time, that means so many people are actually struggling with mental health difficulties.
Yeah. And I suppose if I was to refer to our vision, you know, the vision that Suicide or Survive have, and that's an Ireland where people have the courage to speak about suicide and a space to be heard so that hope is possible even on the darkest days. So when you look at that vision, you know, I do think people, look, I was only saying this the other day, years ago we didn't say the word cancer, we said the big C, you know, and there was such a stigma around cancer. I suppose what we want now is people to be able to talk openly about suicide, to talk openly about suicide prevention, and to talk openly about the struggles that they're having, you know. And I do think, you know, that with organisations like Suicide or Survive, that space is created for people to feel safe to be able to talk about suicide and the struggles that they're having.
And Vanessa, you were a past participant of the Eden programme. What was the programme like for you? I mean, how did you first get involved with it?
Thank you for having me on this morning as well, Hannah. Well, I suppose my backstory is I had struggled with depression for most of my adult life, but I didn't really realise what that was. I just felt lonely all the time, a deep sense of darkness inside me, but I just kept going through the motions of life and ticking all the boxes, I suppose, wearing the mask. So I hit a crisis point in 2022, and to the shock of my family, my friends, my colleagues and myself, I made an attempt on my own life, because it just, everything just got too much for me. And I never shared how I really felt with people around me, even my family. So I found myself in psychiatric care for 8 months, which was a very strange environment to be in after being out in the working world, I suppose. So they were all very friendly, very kind, very supportive. And I went through all of the therapies and that were available to me. But when I was discharged to the care of my family, my husband then, I was thinking, like, is this as good as it's going to get for me now? Like, what am I supposed to do? I can't go back. I have to rebuild my life. I'd lost my independence, my sense of identity. And it was a friend that I'd met later that year for coffee. And she said to me, like, she noticed in me that I was kind of slipping again and getting very low on myself. And she said, have you ever heard of Suicide or Survive? They're running the Eden programme in Kildare. And I was thinking, oh, here's another thing now. You know, everybody's trying to help you. So I applied anyway to yourself, I think, Catherine.
That's right.
And I met with facilitators for like a little meeting to see was the programme suitable for me, really. And I remember that day, even when I attended that programme, I was tearful and, you know, felt a bit isolated and like there's nothing for me. So I got a place on the programme, thankfully. Didn't expect too much from it because, again, I just thought this is just another thing. But from the get-go, it was so different. Like, when I was in psychiatric care, just to mention, we could never talk about suicide. Or if we were in group therapies, you know, you couldn't talk about your backstory or that you had attempted suicide because it might trigger somebody or give somebody an idea or something. So you were skirting around that issue. And I suppose I carried a lot of shame and guilt as well. But the first day on the Eden programme, I couldn't believe it. Like, they mentioned the word suicide again and again. And it was like the power had been taken out of it. And we were all there for the same reason. So it was just a really safe environment created by the facilitators. And it was free from safer judgment. And it allowed us to be honest and courageous in our own time to explore other options rather than suicide. Mm. And I suppose if I just give you a little feel of what we would have been. Every week there was a different topic, like resilience, boundaries, conflict, creativity. So we explored all of these topics in depth, all the participants and the facilitators, gently led by them. And it's very difficult to explain what it is, but it's so different. And it's the only one in Ireland, isn't it, Catherine?
Well, as far as we know, it's the only one in the world. We do know of a shorter programme, like the Eden programme in New Zealand, but we're not sure if there's anywhere else that's delivering what we do. So it's a very, very special programme.
Yeah, and by your experience, Vanessa, as you were saying there, and I think what you said at the start, where you were kind of just like ticking along with life and it wasn't really spoken about until, I suppose, it got to the very worst moment. And then all of a sudden, life is almost turned upside down, being in psychiatric care. And as you were saying there, the thing of not being able to say the word suicide in those, like, that does kind of take the, you know, it adds to the taboo nature that a lot of people feel about it.
Well, like, you're wearing it, you're carrying it around all the time, and it's like, oh my God, I did that bad thing and I'm a bad person. And but like, through the Eden programme then, you realise that like, people die by suicide. Like, they die because of depression through suicide. I mean, I was not in my right mind at that time. Like, I wasn't logically thinking. You know, there was no thinking, there's no rationale behind it at all. And now I know it was an impulsive decision that came from a very long period of a dark, low time. But it was like, going through the Eden programme and having those tough conversations, I actually realised that I had everything I needed within myself to live a life of contentment. And I suppose that is the real win from the Eden programme. It's self-responsibility, advocacy, you know, acceptance. Mm. And I suppose some people are always looking outwardly for who can help or where can I get help or stuff like that. But I had everything within myself. Now, I'm not fixed. You know, I still need my medication. I still go to therapy. And I mean, I'm honoured now to be involved in the organisation so I can give something back as a lived, living experience to keep it all grounded in that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just, it was life changing for me. And I just hope if there's anybody out there that is, you know, you can live with suicidal thoughts, you can talk about suicide like it's another illness. As you said,
yeah,
we're not comparing it's apples and oranges, but, mm-hmm. you know, cancer or diabetes or mm-hmm. trying to think of other things. But it doesn't make you less of a person. It's just something's not quite working properly, you know, in the brain. And but I feel very well now. I feel very positive, hopeful for the future. I'm enjoying life now. And now I realise how much, how little I was enjoying life before. But I really am enjoying life now. So it's a hopeful end and a good story at the end.
And do you know what I was thinking there when you were saying that? Like, you're not defined by your illness or your suicide attempt. And people who die by suicide should not be defined
by
that act. Do you know, at the end of the day, we're all human beings, you know, and we all deserve to be looked upon as a human being and not to be defined by and you know, I was talking about this again the other day about the stigma piece around the language around suicide. Do you know, we, you know, it's suicide was a crime, unfortunately, years ago. It was seen as a crime, 1993. It was decriminalized, I suppose would be the word. But people still say commit suicide. They committed suicide.
As if it's a crime.
As if it's a crime.
Yeah.
And it's not a crime. Do you know? And so why do we say that? Do you know? It's we ask people to say, well, maybe they died by suicide or they chose to take their life. You know? And it is choice. It is choice at the end of the day. Mm. I mean, Vanessa very courageously chose to pick up the phone and apply for the Eden programme. And it takes massive courage to do something like
that. It does.
That, you know?
It does show that even though you might not feel like you have any strength left, you still are able to get help. And that is the hardest part about it, is kind of building blocks, building yourself back up from something like that.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not just one thing, it's a number of things. And I suppose I had to go through all the process up to that point. But it was definitely, this was something different. It was something I had never experienced before. It wasn't group therapy, it wasn't therapists, it was just facilitators leading the group. And, you know, and the group have become good friends now. During that time, we didn't swap numbers or anything for various reasons. But afterwards, we still meet up and support each other, you know, because we're still going through your normal day-to-day things that you go through. So we support each other and we remind each other of what we learned on the Eden programme. But because healing takes time, but looking for help takes courage as well. And it does take courage to have those courageous conversations.
It does.
But it takes encouragement from the right people in the right environment. And I suppose that's what the Eden programme is about.
And now, speaking of the Eden programme, again, it's a self-referral 26-week mm-hmm. programme delivered by Suicide or Survive. They are expanding its services now to the Midlands, coming to Portlaoise this
right.
September. So again, it's showing that something like this, although this might be the only one in the world, the fact that it is able to expand across Ireland and get more people, offer more support to those who need it. I can imagine it's great for yourselves to hear that now there is another area that will be able to benefit from a programme like this.
Absolutely. So we've always delivered in Dublin. We deliver online since COVID came. We've delivered online as well, which is great because in the evening times, that's when the online programme is on, which is good for people who are working, have children. Just because you're feeling suicidal, you still have your day-to-day life, do you know? So we have that evening programme as well. But we have delivered 47 programmes over the last 20 years, which is a massive achievement. Obviously, we can't do this without funding. We are funded through the National Office for Suicide Prevention. But look, like any other charity, Hannah, we need more. Mm. You know, we need more to be able to expand. And we do that through, I suppose, coming on and getting the word out to people. And there are some amazing people out there that do amazing fundraising for us. We have group of ladies doing the mini marathon on Sunday. Hopefully the good weather keeps up for them. And we have our annual abseil from Crow Park the following week.
Wow.
So there are some very courageous people are going to be abseiling from Crow Park. And then we have the tractor run, so quite local to here.
Yeah. Barry Coyne's Memorial Tractor Run this Sunday in Castle Jordan, and the proceeds of that will go towards suicide awareness and Suicide or Survive. What else have we got? We've got a guy running the Chicago Marathon for us in September. We've loads of things.
People that do the fundraising for us, and there's people that will fundraise and they will, you know, you mightn't see them again, and then you've got the other people who will stay around and maybe become an ambassador for Suicide or Survive. But look, you know, if anybody ever wants to get involved, please pick up the phone. But when I go back to the Eden programme, if people are listening today and they are struggling and are interested in the programme, the easiest thing to do, well, I won't say it's easy for the person, but I suppose from a practical point of view, the easiest thing to do is to pick up the phone and to call us. Mm-hmm. You know, I look after all the applications. You're right, it is self-referral. And the reason for that is we encourage that personal responsibility for the person to, I suppose, be empowered to direct their own recovery process with supports around them.
Yeah.
Do you know?
It sounds important for that person to have their own say in it and
absolutely,
feel that they have some kind of control in...
Well, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, all our programmes, and we do have other programmes, our Anchor programme, our Minding Me programme and our Wellness Workshop, but they are all kind of grounded in that piece around personal responsibility, that we're empowering, we're not taking the power away from a person. That's really, really important, particularly when you're struggling with your mental health, do you know?
Yeah, and that phone number for listeners, I have it here as well. It's 01272 2158, and I can call it again out later as well on the show. But I also wanted to bring up what yourselves, Vanessa and Catherine, brought in this morning. It's a little emergency kit called Life's Little Emergency Kit, in these really cute blue bags. For listeners, again, they can't see them this morning, but listening, what is contained in these bags? What is the purpose behind them?
So these Life's Little Emergency Kits, Hannah, we give these out to everybody that attend any of our programmes. And by the way, all our programmes are free to attend. That's really important. We don't want finance, lack of, to be a barrier to people accessing our services. So in the bag, it's a little blue gauze bag and it's really pretty. It has a elastic band, a coin, a string, an eraser, a magnet and a rose. And the whole idea of it is the elastic band is to stretch yourself to your potential. And that's all around the hope that we have for participants. And sometimes when participants come to our programmes, they don't have hope. You know, so we hold that hope for them, you know, until that time where they do find hope for themselves and can look forward. A coin so you're never broke. A string to keep things together if they fall apart. An eraser to wipe away any mistakes. And that's huge because we all, as human beings, make mistakes in our lives and we can beat ourselves up about it. But the eraser is there to say to yourself, go easy. Go easy and go gentle on yourself. A magnet to remember the power of connection. And a rose to remind you that someone loves you. And these Life's Little Emergency Kits, we had a lady on one of our very first Eden programmes who was very creative, and she gave us a present of one of these after she'd made it. She created this and she gave us a present of one of these after she completed the Eden programme. And we asked, could we adopt it then as one of our pieces of resources we give out to people that come on our programmes. But what I think the beautiful thing about it is the lady's first name was Rose, and there's a rose in it, so it's beautiful. But what I love about these is that they're great for, you know, I'd always keep one in the handbag, and if I'm talking away to somebody, you know, I might pull one out, and it's a great conversation starter.
Yeah.
Do you know? So they're available on our website, and as I say, any of our, actually we're hoping to come to Oh, what's the name of the shopping centre in Newbridge?
Whitewater.
We're going to have an information stand in the coming weeks.
Okay.
Yeah. So we haven't got a date yet, but they've definitely said we can come, which is fantastic.
Amazing. And we'll definitely let listeners know.
Do,
so we'll keep in touch with yourselves.
And we'll be there. You can get more information about the Eden programme. There'll be lots of these lifestyle emergency kits. And you can just come up and say hello to us.
Yeah, amazing. And it's just great to have you in studio this morning, letting people know about Suicide or Survive, specifically the Eden programme as well, as it is coming to Portlaoise mid-September of 2026. Again, for listeners this morning who feel that they might know someone who would benefit from this, or they themselves are thinking, you know, I want to take action for myself, how is the best way to get in touch with yourselves?
So the on the website, which is www.suicideorsurvive.ie, you'll find it's a nice clear website. You'll find the programme section, and in there is where the Eden programme is. There's an application form on the website there that you can download, fill in, and either pop it in the post or pop it back by email. Or, you know, if people are more comfortable, they can pick up the phone and we'll do the application over the phone with them. And that will be with me. I would look after all the applications. Mm. And that's that first process, as you said,
yeah.
Vanessa,
and
you
I
know.
The main message is, like, don't be ashamed, don't be afraid. You know, healing does take time and looking for help takes courage. But if you make the phone call, you probably will speak to Catherine.
Yeah.
You'll have that courageous conversation with her. And that's the first step. And it will be life changing. So, you know, if you are out there and you think that this could apply to me, just make the call and, you know, you will discuss things with them to see if the program's suitable for them.
Yeah, you know? And I suppose I think it's really important to point out our values, Hannah, which are courage, hope, compassion and understanding. And we all in Suicide or Survive hold that, all the way from staff to the panel, to the board, to the panel of, we have a fantastic panel of facilitators who, you know, even in the Eden programme, you know, the compassion, the understanding, the holding the hope for the group, you know, or for individuals. It's just an amazing panel of facilitators. But it's really just taking that first step, isn't it, Vanessa?
Yeah.
You know, it's and it can be a scary step, but, you know, I'm at the end of the phone and I like to chat.
Yeah. And Vanessa, you're here today to really, you know, put that example out there that there is, I suppose, light at the end of the tunnel for this. But I really can't thank you enough for coming into studio, letting listeners know about Suicide or Survive or the Eden programme. And again, just having that conversation that a lot of people can find tough at times, and it can be very taboo, and people think, you know, we have that culture of asking, how are you? Oh, I'm fine, I'm grand. Yeah. And then that's it.
Yeah.
You know, we don't really delve in deep to it. But really, Catherine and Vanessa, thank you so much for coming into studio, joining us this morning on the Kildare Today Show.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Text or WhatsApp Kildare to